KAYT, 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. And Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
That the vision for this house has already been confirmed in the book of Habakkuk. I read in this program this morning, it says, the vision has been given to us in Habakkuk 2 and 3. And it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain, that he that run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. See, you've got to learn how to wait. You've got to learn how to wait on the Lord. And when I say wait on him, I say wait patiently, without fear and without agitation. See, sometimes we get all anxious and fretty when we're trying to wait on him. But God wants you to wait on him without fear and without agitation. Everything that you will encounter in this year, everything that you need in this year, will come to you by faith. Everything that you need, and there are three things that I want to share with you this morning that you're going to need for this upcoming year, to finish this year out and the year that comes following this one. Three points, and I'm going to take my seat. First point that you'll need is a word. You're going to need a word, not just any word. You're going to need a word from God. And I'm glad that you asked me, what is a word from God? I hear that all the time, a word from God. A word from God is the manifestation of the mind and will of the Father. We've heard this statement, is there a word from God? Those words came from Jeremiah 37 when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, he was uncertain about the future of his people, sent for Jeremiah and asked Jeremiah a question and says, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. And this morning I have to come in agreement with Jeremiah. Yes, there is a word from the Lord. Psalms 119:11 said, David said, the word of God, I hid it in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He hid the word in his heart because it was like a treasure. And the word sin in the Hebrew means to miss the mark. So let's look at that scripture in the Hebrew eyesight, or in reading it from a Hebraic lens. It would say, the word of God I hid as a treasure in my heart that I might not miss the mark. In other words, they say you've got to stay focused. I want to hit the target. I want to hit what I'm aiming at. And see, these distractions come to keep you from hitting your target, from hitting that focus that you need to fulfill what God has promised. COVID-19 brought a sense of chaos. Although it's real, like I said, but it's a distraction to cause you to lose focus on what God has promised. For the word of God will speak, and he will give you peace in the midst of whatever you're going through. Let's look at Psalms 119:105. It says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word provides wisdom, intellect, good works, and manifestation. which is symbolic of a lamp, which provides guidance and direction. So the word is giving me wisdom, insight, manifestation, and that lamp is giving me guidance and direction. See, you've got to learn how to, I hear God saying, in this season, you've got to learn how to work my word. How do you work his word? You got to apply it to your situation. See, it won't work just staying in the book. It only works when you take it out of the book and begin to apply it to the situation that you're facing. See, I didn't know how to. I've read this book, and I ain't gonna lie to you, tell you I've read it from cover to cover, but I've read the majority of this book, and I've come to find out that word will only work if you work it. You've got to apply it. And so what I do, I go in the word and I find what I need and I begin to apply it to my situation. I look at people and I this is what troubles me. I hear what you say, but I see what you do. I hear what you say, but I see what you do. You're talking about what I'm blessed and highly favored, but yet you're selling from crumbs that fall from the table. See, your confession has to match up with the word. Whatever you confess, you got to match it up with. See, that's how the word works. It works is that faith without works is dead. Faith without what? Application. Faith has to have something to work with. Second thing you're going to need on this journey is a weapon. Many of you carry weapons, but you're not using the right one. The weapon that you might need for this journey could be prayer, could be faith, it could be love, it could be peace. All of those are weapons. But in order to be effective with your weapon, you've got to use it enough to get familiarized with it that you might become proficient with your weapon. Prayer is a weapon. And the weapon that you need to use in this season has to be proven. You can't go to battle with a weapon that has never been proven. Prayer has been proven. Faith has been proven. Love has been proven. Your voice of authority has been proven. And I come to let you know every one of you got a weapon, but you all use and operate with the same weapon. But use the weapon that you are more comfortable with. Reminded me of a story. When David was getting ready to go and fight Goliath, Saul said, young man, won't you try this on and put this on when you go and you'll be successful. He turned and looked at Saul. He said, Saul, that don't fit me. And that don't work. He said, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to use something that I know already works. Yeah. Yeah. Let's pray. I've tried it before. I've gotten results. And so I'm saying in this season, stop trying all these quick fix things and go back to some of the things that you know already work. Yeah. The Bible says prayer changes things. And if prayer don't change things, guess what? It ought to change us. And sometimes that's what needs to be changed, is us. So you're going to need a word. You're going to need a weapon. And the third and final thing you're going to need this morning is a witness. You're going to need a witness. You're going to need somebody to come, as I said, in agreement with you. You're going to need somebody that will stand up and testify about what God has already done. See, that's what helps me get through some of those days, Pastor, when I struggle. those days, yeah, I struggle. I go through just like every one of you. Sometimes I think my struggles are greater than some of yours. But what helps me through my struggle is I look back at what God has already brought me through. And when I can see what he's brought me from, what I'm facing doesn't look that big anymore. Learning how to what? Trust him. That's all he's asked for. You know, I was looking the other day and I was thinking, in Genesis where he said, be fruitful and multiply, what he was really telling us was to grow up. Become mature. Because fruit is not good until it's mature. And so this book is trying to get us to mature, to grow up. And see, some of us, we need to recognize where we've fallen short. See, stop putting the blame on everybody else, you know? I'm going to talk about my Dallas Cowboys. Everybody was talking about, what's that old coach that just left, went to the Giants? Gary. Everybody blamed the Cowboys' failure on Gary. But Gary's gone. Guess what? They still losing. So the problem was deeper than Coach Gary. I said that to say this. Sometimes the problem is deeper than what you want to admit. But until you can come to grips with what it is, confess it and release it, God can't do anything with it. And see, sometimes that's all we need to do is say, God, you know what? It was me. It was me. It can't be everybody all the time. It was me. And watch God begin to work on that situation. Getting back to this witness. The book of Hebrews was written to a church that was getting old and was settling into the world and losing its wartime mentality. They were starting to drift away through life without a focus, without vengeance, and without energy. Their hands were growing weak and their knees were feeble. It was just easy for them to just wander with the crowd, like many of us. It was just easy to just wander with the crowd than to run the marathon with a purpose. But Antioch, I stopped by here today to tell you, don't settle for less. What God has promised, he will deliver. All you have to do is trust him. Don't just run with the crowd. Stand and run the marathon with a purpose. And the Lord will make a way. God wants you to be re-energized so that you can run. There's still much work ahead of you. Don't just settle for what you can see, but go for what he has promised. Stop looking for what you can see. The Bible said the things which are seen are what? Temporal. But the things which are unseen are eternal. Some of you get that tonight about 10 o'clock. So what you can't see is more real than what you're actually looking at. See, every time I go around, everything I look at, I see what God, I look for God to speak to me through it. Even that little window on the passenger side of the car.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodward, Louisiana 7145. As always, we hope to see you in the church.
See, I look for God everywhere. And everything. I even see him in the midst of this pandemic.
The unstoppable way.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority.